He doesn't know what to call this state, so he considers it similar to a spiritual body. But anyway, it appears to be a subtle body. He says that people find themselves, when they are out of their physical bodies, that although they may try to communicate to others, no one seems to hear them, that they are also invisible to others, and that they lack solidity. People were walking, here's a description of one man who was in a car accident. People were walking up from all directions to get to the car accident. As they came by, they wouldn't seem to notice me. They would just keep walking with their eyes straight ahead. As they came very close, I would try to get out of their way, but they would walk right through me.
Car accident?
Yes.
He is lying down.
His body is lying down, and somehow he experiences that he has left his body.
Yeah, he's observing the whole scene.
Who?
The man. The living being.
The man who suffered from the car accident.
Yes.
Yes.
That is natural.
He described how he could see his body was trapped in the car, and they were trying to pull his body from the car.
Yes.
Now, this is also interesting.
Mm. Now, this is fact that when this body is no more working, the subtle body carries the soul to another person that they cannot see.
No.
But it acts. This hands they do not know. Seeing is always not competent material eye. Just like the example is given, the flavor is carried by the ear. It is being carried, but I cannot see.
Mm.
But it is being carried. That is transpiring. This soul.
Mm.
The soul is carried by the subtle body to another particular body according to his karma and under superior examination. The soul, a very small particle, 1/10,000th part of the air, is put into the seminar of the particular father, and he injects. So the soul takes place in the womb of the mother. She supplies the material to develop the next one. This is transmitting. Then when the body is complete to come out, then another body works, another chapter begins. Tathādhyāṁ prakṣa. This is the way.
Now they have a description of how these people experience communication, talking or hearing. He says, hearing can only be called so by analogy. Mostly they say that they do not really hear physical voices or sounds. Rather, they seem to pick up the thoughts of the persons around them. As one woman put it, quote, I could see people all around and I could understand what they were saying. I did not hear them audibly, as I am hearing you. It was more like knowing what they were thinking, but only in my mind. Not in their actual vocabulary. I would catch it the second before they opened their mouth to speak. It's like reading minds.
Mind is also material. After all, ether. And beyond that, ether. There is soul.
But that was a description of one person who had this experience of being outside their body.
That means all previous experience all gone. That is death. Otherwise, there is no death.
Here, the key here is that all these people actually came back into their bodies. They actually didn't.
They didn't fully die.
It was just before.
But it cannot die. There is no question of death.
No.
Simply of changing the body.
Yeah. They didn't actually get to the point of transferal to another body.
No, what's being described in this journal is that a man leaves his gross body and then he exists in a very subtle state.
Yes, that subtle body.
And then he goes back to the same gross body.
Not exactly the same.
No.
But another. This body is useless by accident. It is mutilated. It cannot be accepted.
But somehow they revive him.
Huh?
Somehow he is revived.
Revived means the body was in order.
Temporarily, he left.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the body is too much mutilated. It is impossible.
Yes, this is just those rare cases where it is just like almost mutilated completely, but still it is revived.
Yeah. And during there are many cases. The Vasudas who had died, Supracharya, used to bring them again in life whose body was not mutilated.
Yeah.
This article will have a great effect on people. They will be convinced that after death of this body, there is still life.
Yes, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahannate harnavane. Because the body is destroyed. That does not mean the soul is destroyed.
But they are not giving the complete idea.
They have no...
No, they are not explaining that from this subtle state you again enter another gross body.
Yes.
They are leaving with the idea that this is a new type of existence and you remain on this subtle level.
No.
And then you don't have to talk, you can read minds.
If you remain in this happy state as a ghost leader.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a ghost.
Then they have given a description.
Many troubles.
Yes. Because you can't...
Can't enjoy the senses.
Yeah.
No. Material senses. Mm. You have the desire, but you have no instrument.
I had this experience myself of being out of the body. I was... Because it was under intoxication, but... I was in floating in the air, and I could see my friends talking, and I could see my own body on the bed, lying down.
And sometimes in the West they call back. This astral travel. That's the word they give.
Yeah, astral means subtle.
Yeah.
Now they describe traveling in this subtle state. They say it is exceptionally easy. Physical objects are no barrier. And movement from one place to another can be rapid, almost instantaneous.
We can try.
Speed of the mind.
And they say you can understand a person not by hearing his words, but by catching the thoughts from his mind. These people report that kind of experience. That they can understand another man from his thoughts, even before he speaks. But the most fantastic thing of all, which I'm not... clear about, is they have a description. Almost every person that they interviewed had the same experience of a very bright light. Now, this is the way they describe it. The first appearance of this light is very dim, but rapidly it gets brighter and brighter until it reaches an unearthly brilliance. Every person agreed that this light was actually a living being. And it had a definite personality. It was emanating a feeling of warmth and friendship. And it was asking them questions. And it describes the two main questions. Are you ready to die? What have you done with your life to show me? What have you done with your life that is sufficient? And then it goes on to... say that all these people felt that this being, who appeared to be like a luminous being, was concerned with two things: how they had developed love and how they were searching for knowledge. Those two, every one of them had the same description of a being of light, a luminous being.
That is, there's a part and parcel of God, therefore that is illuminous.
But what they describe is that as they were hovering on the subtle platform, this being came to them and showed them their past activities during their lifetime. But he discounts the...
Here's the description of that. The initial appearance of this luminous being and his questions are the prelude to a moment of startling intensity during which this luminous being presents to the person a panoramic review of his life. It is obvious that this luminous being can see the individual's whole life, and he doesn't need the information, but he is getting the dead man to reflect on his past life. It says that the remembrance of is extraordinarily rapid. Everything appears at once and can be taken in with one mental glance. Yet, despite its rapidity, all the...
That is happening in dream also.
Yes.
So many remembrances come together, it becomes topsy-turvy. Therefore, see, all of a sudden, why it is done long ago.
Yes. They say that the review, even though it's very quick, is incredibly vivid.
Punishment and reward.
One idea, another idea, overlaps. Therefore, it appears mysterious.
Now, we are taught in the Bhagavad that when a soul, when a living being quits his body, if he's in the human body, he's either taken by the Yamadutas or the Vishnudutas. So, this description of their encountering this luminous being, it doesn't seem to fit in with the description of the Bhagavad.
No, luminous, they are taken by Vishnudutta.
And he is, according to these people, this luminous being is inquiring from them how they have lived their life, and is inquiring them about searching for knowledge and about developing
that
love.
That is something imagination.
Something imagination.
Thing is, they all report having that experience.
In any event, they all report encountering another... a luminous being when they leave their body. Every one of them said the same thing. So if they're Christians, it describes that they were thinking that this must be Jesus coming to save me.
That man would think that we know.
They described the light. It was beautiful and it was so bright, so radiant, but it did not hurt my eyes. It is not any kind of light you can describe on earth. I actually did not see a person within the light, yet it has a special identity. It definitely does. It was asking questions. It is a light of perfect
understanding. The light is, the person is there.
Yeah, they just could not see.
Please.
Somebody stuck his head through the fence. Cool. Nothing bad. The review of the past life. This section here.
But again, that's just subjective. These people who encountered this luminous being, they did not feel that they were being judged. They just felt that he was their friend coming to help them. That is their description.
How they can feel they're being judged?
Well, the idea is that they get...
very, very settled. They cannot imagine.
They get shown this review of their life, but they don't feel that they're being judged on their sinful activities.
Then why different types of pork? Who is giving them different types of pork?
Yeah, well, the thing is, these people have not reached the point of death because actually they came back to life. So it's not in their karma that they were going to die at that time. So we couldn't figure out who this luminous being is.
There was time still to live in that particular body.
Yeah.
After finishing that karma,
then he
entered the next body.
Yes.
So we couldn't understand who this living, this luminous being was.
Then he closes the article by giving references to many books which describe this.
Which book?
He first of all refers to Plato, the old Greek philosopher. In one of his books, the book 10 of the Republic, he describes a soldier. But he gives a story which supports the idea of transmigration of soul.
Plato. That's a fact.
Then he mentions that in the Bible there is no information, so you have to look elsewhere. Unfortunately, he has not come across the Vedas. I've already written a letter to some devotees in Los Angeles to meet this man and give him your third canto, volume 4, which describes the movements of the living entity, development in the womb. I think he'll be shocked to read these things. Yes. He's also read this book called The Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Why not read Bhagavatam?
Apparently he's not familiar with the Vedic writings. So
very important.
Yes. Anyway, the most significant thing is that it's been published in this journal, which is usually for middle class, nothing controversial. And now they have published Life After Death. It shows that people are beginning to believe.
As they're reading all the time.
As Krishna consciousness spreads, just like we see these different things happening in the world that are coming nearer to a religious way of life or a spiritual understanding, even though that may not be directly connected with our Krishna consciousness movement, still, is that the cause? Because there's an auspicious atmosphere that people are able to come nearer to that spiritual goal.
Hare Krishna mantra is very nice.
So that's purifying the atmosphere.
That will help.
Yeah.